Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Kenya Moore says she's going to set the record straight. The media is lying on her about Real Housewives of Atlanta firing her. She is readdressing rumors, according to TMZ, about the status of her peach, meaning the Real Housewives of Atlanta peach, after there was a fake article claiming that she had been fired. So she figured she had to set the record straight. Hashtag fake news. Do you really think Bravo would talk to a trashy blog like Radar Online? When have you ever seen Bravo release cast info before the season starts with my cast member being fired or hired? Never. Shame on you, lazy MFs. Unless you hear it from me, it's fake news. Reviewing my latest offer now. Hashtag team twirl. Hashtag, okay. Hashtag, I'm done reading the hashtags. Moore has also confirmed to the news that she will be expecting her first child in early June. It's July. Tamar Braxton says that she is struggling with body dysmorphia. She took to social media to share her story of insecurities and self-esteem issues. Grammy-nominated singer, age 41, shared a vintage photo of herself and admitting that she began to struggle with body dysmorphia, all because a record executive told her that she was too fat at age 11 and would be more of a commercial artist, only to end up having big R&B hits today. She ended it with this: work on you for you, and have the faith that God made you this way on purpose. This is why having esteem for yourself is so important, because once you decide to choose you and what you like, man, watch out. Hashtag that's all. Hashtag have a blessed day. Okay. Lee Daniels is telling Monique the same thing. Have a blessed day, honey. You blackballed yourself. He knows exactly who's responsible for Monique getting blackballed from Hollywood. Monique. He's addressing this to the Jasmine brand. The famed director tells the website, it's past time for Monique to quit bitching and blaming Tyler Perry, Oprah, and Lee Daniels for shutting her out of the movie business, especially because Lee played a key role in her winning an Oscar, insisting that he gave Monique as much as she gave him when they made Precious, comparing it to making love without having sex. He says Monique is playing herself and it would be best for her to quit complaining, but that's putting it nicely. You can log on to the website to see what he really had to say. Fabulous is pleading guilty to a lesser charge after allegedly knocking Emily B's teeth out during a domestic dispute. He will likely be sentenced to a diversion program that lasts anywhere from 6 months to a couple of years. If he successfully completes the program, then charges could be removed from his records. He initially faced up to 15 years in prison. Emily, who is forgiving, was seen accompanying Fabulous in court despite her filing terroristic threats and details of a brutal attack. He allegedly punched her in the head several times, severely injuring her mouth to a point of having to have her teeth surgically removed. She's even taken up for her man on social media, saying, if you say one negative thing on my page or even like a negative comment, I will block you. Hashtag positive vibes only. Good for y'all. Okay, I'm over it.